Well, so that ended well. How many people here love their job? Now, when I say job, I'm assuming that you're assuming that I'm talking about whatever it is you might do for a living. But there are those of us who are here who may be retired. There may be some of us here who are students, or some of us who might not be employed outside the home, but we still have a job to do. In today's first reading, a little old school, but it talks about the work of a housewife. And in that work, it talks about the honor of that work. In our gospel this evening, it's all about money. So a housewife does a great deal of work for which she is not compensated, she's not paid. Perhaps you feel like part of what contributes to the joy of your work is being compensated. Perhaps what makes you joyful in your work is knowing that you're good at it. I want to suggest to you that we think a little bit differently about it this evening, just in light of what these readings are suggesting to us. These readings are sort of perfect readings as it regards the spirituality of St. Francis de Sales. See, Francis de Sales is the type of guy who would walk around telling everybody, no matter what it is you did for a living, or no matter what it is you had as a responsibility, even if you weren't employed, God is calling you to do that work well, to put yourself into that work in a full and complete way, but even more importantly, to invite God into that work. Because by inviting God into that work, it will provide for a sense of joy, even in the midst of what can sometimes be drudgery. I suspect that anyone who raises their hand about loving their job might also experience moments of drudgery in the work that you do. And that's because the world isn't perfect, nor is the world fair. And so sometimes we may be pouring ourselves into the work that we are about, but not recognize any sort of return, whether it's a monetary return or if it's some other return of appreciation or gratitude. Despite all that, in spite of all that, God is calling us to invite Him into the presence of the work that we do. And that's something that we come here to be strengthened about. You see, when we come here, we're doing work. We are engaged in this celebration of worship and thanksgiving, but we are also receiving. We are receiving the grace and kindness and love that comes from Eucharist. The work that Jesus put in His humanity, in order to reward us with eternal life. And so we come here to be strengthened. We come here to feed our being so that hopefully our being, through the grace of this sacrament, can inform the work that we do. And that's what we're called to be about. Father Bob asked me to preach this weekend because of the St. Charles Seminary appeal. I happen to be a product of St. Charles Seminary. As a deacon in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, my formation took place at St. Charles. The oblate priests who are here didn't go to St. Charles for their formation. They were formed elsewhere in Washington, D.C., or up there in Allentown or Center Valley, Pennsylvania. But I come here to ask for your consideration and for your generosity as it regards the work being done at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary.
While in addition to the formation of priests and deacons for the archdiocese, St. Charles Seminary also provides opportunities for the laity to continue their education in theology and religious studies. It's important work that they do. I also want to kind of encourage you to pray for vocations. Pray for the vocations that exist already, most especially the oblate priests who celebrate with us and do the work of Eucharist with us. Pray for us deacons. Pray for vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. Pray for yourselves, for those of you who may be contemplating doing the work of ministry as a priest, a deacon, or a religious brother or sister. If you're considering those kinds of things, there's work involved in that as well. It's important for you to do the work of discernment. So if you are contemplating being a religious sister or brother, or contemplating being a priest or deacon, I would encourage you to sort of reach out to another priest or deacon or sister or brother to talk to them about what that life is like, to talk to them about the work that it involves, to talk about the drudgery that can come from even a life of ministry. Finally, I ask you to pray for the world. Because our world is so broken, sometimes even joy can be sapped from us and turned into drudgery. All we need do is turn on the television, and we're bombarded with all these negative messages, all these negative events, and the focus seems to go towards the drudgery as opposed to the joy. We come here to experience joy out of death. We come here to experience life out of death. We come here to recognize how Jesus Christ subjected himself to suffering so that we wouldn't have to suffer death. Let it be our prayer that as we come forward and receive Christ in the Eucharist, we can be strengthened to endure the challenges that exist in the work that we do, and most importantly, that we can be strengthened by the grace of this Eucharist, so that as St. Francis de Sales encourages each of us, we can be who we are and be that well.